Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. So it's Labor Day weekend. What does that mean to you? Tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know. You know, does it mean that you're just going out and having fun and doing whatever? What does Labor Day even mean? I don't know. I mean, someone's going into labor somewhere. But I welcome y'all back to the show. It's your first time. Welcome. And if you've been here for the 10 years with me, I thank you for being here. I just had a leg to line up. Thank you for being here. I'll pray for you. Tweet me at Max Tucci, like I said, and follow me on Instagram. We have a new Instagram there, at Max Tucci Radio. It's not that new, but it's just y'all asked for it because you know my private one is my private one. And actually, we were just talking about that earlier. Keep your private life private. Well, today, all right, let me be transparent with y'all. We are recording because I don't know really what the point of Labor Day is, but I know that I'm not going to be in the studio on Sunday. So I said, let me do a show. And we got a great show tonight because there's two really brilliant women in the house tonight. We've got that beautiful energy tonight, that female energy that's going to rock your world and let you know what's going on. We're also going to talk about being vegan and what does that mean? Because I think there's some synchronicity in this studio tonight about being a vegan. And prior to me being on air, I said, let me turn off my phone. Thanks, T-Mobile. And it just went off. But I was in L.A. today, and there's a great street artist. You might see his stuff around. It's of these sheep. And pink ones, as a matter of fact. And Little Ricky is the artist. And I've been following him for quite some time. In New York, I discovered him. And in L.A., I met him. And now I have a couple of his pieces. And I'm really, like, so psyched to have his pieces. Because when you find street artists and you judge them, what happens is you kind of shut the door to their brilliance and what they're here creating. Because it's their heart speaking. So don't just look at street artists and think that, you know, oh, they're just a street artist. They're not in a gallery. Doesn't mean anything, because they're creating some powerful stuff. And, you know, we all have a purpose and we all create our realities. And when you put your reality into art and you then welcome people into your psyche and into your mind and into your dreams and into your subconscious and into your creations, what you're doing is you're like opening up your soul and letting them in. So Little Ricky, thank you so much today for having us over to your apartment, to your studio, for showing us your work, for showing us your dream pieces. Shine on. I really, really love them. I got to get rid of this gum because what I sound like is like we're doing coffee talk in the morning. So while I get rid of the gum and I introduce my guest. So tonight we have my friend for a long time, Marissa Vitale, is in the studio. She'll be here in a little bit. And then Brianne Johnson is joining us again because she was here originally from, I interviewed her at Sundance, and then she was on the show. And now we're here in the studio. We're like all live together and we're going to have a great show tonight. Two actresses, two vegans. And I think there's a synchronicity there. So we're going to have a conscious, fun conversation tonight. Just a couple of friends in the studio talking here on Max and Friends. If you like the show, hashtag Max and A-N-D, y'all. Hashtag Max and Friends. And be part of the show. Tweet us. And since this is going to be on Sunday, I'll be tweeting you back. So tweet me, because sometimes during a live show, I can't tweet you back and y'all get upset. But I do love you for tuning in. And speaking of love, one of my best friends, Ash from Menudo. Well, he's on a world tour right now with Menudo. And, you know, I play his song here often, Most Beautiful Light. And I just want to play that song right now, get in the groove, get rid of my gum, and stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Max Tucci for Max and Friends.
Myself inside you. like in them fairy tales. Like if you was a fry, I'd be scared as hell. And I will tell you to rip it up another tree. But you're not in God. Come here, kiss me, and whisper the secrets of the universe, so I can scribble down and say to me my man first. But I will read you back your brilliance like some poetry. You are my modern happiness, come be around me. And all I wanna do is sing your love songs. All I wanna do is sing your love songs. But I won't let them too long, so we can get it on. You got a heart as vast as the sky.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Ash Ruiz and the song Most Beautiful Light. Ash, you're one of those beautiful lights in my world. We were just talking during the song and listening to it, and just actually Marissa Vitale, who's a friend of mine for 15 years, we figured out, from Obet back in the days on 27th and Lex in New York. That was the stomping ground. You used to go to Obet because you could sit in front of the fire. I actually smoke inside, if I remember, and have the best chocolate fondue, if I remember.
Most definitely.
Right? That was the jam, Obet. And I met some really great people there, Marissa being one of them. And just for the years following her career and her movie Grace and her story, when you think you know someone, it's interesting because you only see a very topical level of what you want to see. You don't really know what's going on behind closed doors in people's lives. And I'm sitting across from Marissa now, and I would never have known your story, because every time I saw you, there was always this vibrance to you, like everything was good. And in reality, welcome to Max and Friends. Tell us what the reality was.
Well, the reality was that I was getting clean from heroin addiction. So, I mean, that was a journey in and of itself. But, you know, kind of to piggyback on what you just said, life was good because I was clean and I was alive and I had lost so many friends. So when I did meet you, I was so excited just to be living life and having new experiences, being clean. And
so was that actually happening during that period when we first met, when you were at Obet?
No, I was going into my second year clean.
Okay.
So, which still was a big transition for me.
Of course.
So, yeah.
You know, it's the terrible twos.
Exactly.
Right? It is
no,
a rebirth.
No, no.
It's a total rebirth when you're, you know, going through whole sobriety and figuring out life and who you are and what's your purpose without drugs, without being high. Who am I?
And even just how to have a good time or how to interact with people, just basic.
I'm telling you, I would never have known. You know, and it's like we have this concept and this image of heroin addicts that they're junkies lying on the street, you know, with the needle hanging out of their arm. Like, it's such a horrible picture, but yet it's like the beautiful girl with the smile. And it's like, wow, how did it happen? So how did it happen? If you don't mind telling us, because you have a movie about it now.
You know, I can definitely say I think it was a progression. I definitely came up out of the club scene in New York City where every night was a party. And then you realize, oh, wait, I'm just partying 24/7. And so there's definitely a progression in that. And I also think that it was just not wanting to feel a lot of things that I experienced as a kid, being bullied as a child and not wanting to feel those feelings and not knowing how to process those feelings kind of led me into wanting to escape. And so then when you're kind of on this mission of how can I escape feeling these things, you're just looking for that hit of what is going to allow you to escape. So for me,
so what were you escaping?
I mean, I can say from being bullied, I mean, it affects your self-confidence, your self-worth, and just not feeling that you're good enough.
And the genesis of bullying began school, home,
In
friends,
school, elementary school, the girls.
Right, we're doing air quotes, y'all.
Air quotes.
The girls, the friends.
You know, the group of girls that are now no longer your friends, and then they turn everybody against you, and you're just kind of like looking for your place and where do I even fit in? And you know, I took the stance of growing up in, you know, the epitome of suburbia on Long Island. I took the stance of, well, I'm going to own being the outsider. So I took it to kind of finding my own way to dress, finding my own kind of music, finding my own crowd, whether it be in school or outside of school, to kind of not have to deal with that on a daily basis.
The pain. You know, I think, like, you know, even with suicide and with drugs and everything, it's not that we want to escape the daily routine. We want to escape the pain.
Exactly.
You know, and when I say we, I'm not talking about me. I'm just talking about collective humanity. You know, there's a pain that people have. And there's a validation we want. Do you hear me? Do you see me? Do I matter? And when you don't have those three, it's like, shit, man, life sucks and it hurts. You know, and especially like here we are going into Labor Day weekend and everyone's like, think about what I'm going to do. I have Monday off. I have this and that off. You know, and then some people are sitting at home like, I have nothing to do. And then one thing leads into another and then another. But I'm a firm believer that no experience is ever wasted.
That it is not.
And, you know, the reality is you went through it.
I did.
And I always tell people here on Max and Friends, it's all right. You know, we all have to go through our life and what we go through. And you went through it. And now you're like Miss Producer, Miss Actress, Miss Award Winner, Miss Writer of a Film, Film Writer. So you took your, how do we call it, your tragedy, your story, your dark night of the soul, and you lit up the sky. And you brought truth to it, an authenticity to it, right? So tell us about Grace.
Sure. Well, I do. I am a firm believer that everyone has a story to tell. So go out there and tell it in whatever form that may be. And for me, I think the most difficult part of getting clean was my first year in recovery. And so with Grace, I really wanted to start a conversation about recovery. I feel so many people can watch a movie and learn how to shoot a bag of dope or smoke a crack pipe. I'm not interested in perpetuating the problem. We all know that a problem exists.
Even a bigger one now, because now our drug dealers are CVS and doctors.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let's call a thing a thing.
Exactly.
Right?
And they're right in our medicine cabinet at our parents' house mm-hmm. or a friend's house.
And disguised as pills.
Exactly.
Medicine.
That's my other guest, Brianne. Welcome to the show. No, jump in the conversation. No, it's true. But, you know, and it's true, you know, medicine cabinets. And I tell my niece also, I'm like, girl, like, you know, if you break something, you don't need to, like, just relax, you know? And it's like, if someone's pushing a pill on you or this, I'm like, and she's 17 now, so she kind of gets it. And, you know, but it's true. It's disguised. Mm-hmm. You know, drug dealers aren't what people remember them to be in those 80 films, you know? It is CVS. It is Walgreens. It is your local doctor who's pushing pills. And the next thing you know, you're hooked. You need your fix. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just want to bring that to the attention. Not that it's something new, but it's just, that's the reality. So for those parents of you who are listening tonight and people who are, like, you know, struggling, we hear you, we see you, you matter,
yes.
Right? Let there be grace.
Yeah.
So with the movie Grace, how did your life inspire you to do this film? Obviously, you lived it.
I did, and I was so privileged because we actually shot the film in my hometown in mm-hmm. the diner that I worked in my first year clean, so it was very much homecoming and coming full circle, and really allowed me, I feel, at that time to kind of put everything at peace mm-hmm. and to let go of that part of my life.
Mm.
In making the film, I realized I didn't have to carry this as a burden anymore, mm-hmm. and that it could actually be something that could release myself and allow others to step into their light and truth. So
that is your light and truth.
Yes.
And there's nothing to be ashamed about.
Absolutely.
I think that's the
not.
Other
Absolutely
that's the other band-aid is ashamed. Like, oh, I don't want people. Listen, here's the reality, y'all. I love you all. Let's just keep this shit real. Okay. The reality is that don't be ashamed of your truth, because that's who you are, and it's okay. Mm-hmm. No matter who you are, what you're going through, what you're doing, what you've been through, where you're going, just be you. And tell your story. That's what we're all storytellers, really. And that's what we're here to do, is tell our story and be authentic about it. So then the movie, you're filming this movie.
Yes.
You're in your hometown.
Yes.
You're in the diner where you used to go. You know people there, obviously.
Yes.
And they're thinking, is this the Marissa we know? What's happening?
Exactly. I mean, when I was working there, so many people were like, what are you doing back in town? So I constantly had to kind of interface and answer a lot of those questions, which was very difficult at the time because I did feel so exposed and I didn't have a drug or a drink to hide behind. However, when I did get to film the film there, a lot of people that I grew up with or teachers from school were actually background and part of the film. So it was really nice to be able to have that support while we were shooting and filming there.
Yeah. And you talk about here, the journey of recovery is spiritual in nature. How so?
Well, I think once you get in touch with why you used and that feeling of self-worth, and you really kind of work on disassembling the ego a bit, you're really able to come to a place of creating kind of an open channel for you to be able to open up and pray in asking and meditate in listening for what needs to be your next steps in life. And that can be a very esoteric conversation. I'm keeping it very kind of general at the moment. But I think it's really about that of kind of, you know, removing blocks, removing anything that might be holding you back, just to kind of open you up to allow the flow to come through you in whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So speaking of whatever you're doing, now, here I read, how can we come together as communities to help each other heal? So what is it that you're doing to bring communities together?
Well, currently I'm taking the film Grace anywhere where people want to see it and have a conversation about recovery. So this past year, it's brought me to colleges and universities throughout the country. We've been screening at recovery rallies. We did a screening at the Lehigh County Jail for the female inmates who do not have support at that facility to allow them to be able to have a place to speak. I just attended an IEI educational conference to potentially create a health class curriculum around the film for high schools to be able to have a conversation of recovery. So at this point, whatever venue and whoever wants to have that conversation, I'm happy to share that with them.
Now, speaking of sharing the conversation, how do people share? How do they get in touch with you? Because you have Grace social media, you have your own social media.
Yes.
But let's talk about the Grace social media first. So you have facebook.com/Grace the movie. twitter.com/gracethemovie. There's some underscores in there.
Yes.
But we'll tweet it after the show so y'all can get it and just retweet it and find it there. Then Instagram, Grace the Movie as well. So y'all stay tuned to social media at Max Tucci. And then speaking of social media, you can go to twitter.com/MarissaVOfficial. Facebook, we'll put that all online.
Perfect. Yes,
we'll make it easy.
Active on social media, so feel free to contact me, and I'm happy to have a conversation.
Yeah, no, and you do. Like, you're not just one that's like, oh, contact me. You know, you respond.
Yes.
You respond. You're a good responder. So you're always tuning into Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, right here on LA Talk Radio. Look, we're in the studio tonight, and there's such a collectiveness of energy that I think our headsets are loud, the mics are loud. So here's the reality. If you're all hearing us and loving us, then stay tuned. If it's affecting your hearing, I hear you, but just lower the volume and stay part of the show. My next guest, she's joining us in the studio tonight for the first time. But, you know, we say it, the first time we are Max and Friends, the second time you're Max and Family, so... You're like now Max and Family, because this is the third time. So welcome back, Brianne Johnson, to
Thank
Max
you.
And Friends.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. I'm glad you're back here. And I'm reading, like, you were born in Spokane. I remember that. And then, like, military family and the whole thing. And
yeah, so I don't remember
like,
the
that
first
was a long time ago.
Few years of my life.
And the reason why I know Spokane, and everyone's like, how does Max know Spokane? Because I bought a Toyota FJ from Spokane. So whatever that means. But, you know, there's been so much happening in your career since the last time you were here. You were doing, when we were at Sundance, you were, the film you were promoting
was... I was promoting Red Wing.
Red Wing.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a romantic
right.
drama. Executive producers Terrence Malick and Bill yeah. Paxton was in it.
Yeah. And yeah. then that was like, what, how many years ago?
Oh, that was
Four?
Years ago.
Yeah.
Like 5 years ago or something.
The illusion of time.
Right?
Right? The illusion of time. So now what I find most fascinating is like... Well, we're going to get into the vegan aspect after, because
okay,
I know the synchronicity, and I know that you want to talk about it, and so does Marissa, because
all right.
you all are into it. But you're, like, in stunts now, and you're writing
yeah.
a book now, and
yeah,
you're doing so many... Oh, you wrote the book.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, all right, let's get
into it. Released it about a year ago.
All right, so let's
yeah.
talk about the book, since we're on that topic
okay,
right now.
Okay, cool.
So tell me about your new book, and... What is it all about, acting?
Okay, it's called Secrets of Acting, and I don't know if that title is cheesy or not, but I decided to just go with it anyway.
I think it's a... Listen, it's a real title. There are secrets to acting.
But yeah, well, I mean, what I really wanted to do was I would notice... I'd be out here for years and, like, knowing all these things that other people don't, and then new actors would come to me and be like, oh, I didn't know that about headshots, or this about this, and, mm-hmm. like, about casting directors, or about workshop, all mm-hmm. these different topics, and I was like, oh my gosh, I wish there was just a way to, like, download... what I've learned to you. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I should write a book.
You're
so
saying?
I did.
And how long did it take you to write the book?
Let's see, about a year?
You know, it's interesting.
It's a lot more work than you think.
You know why
it's very
I asked
hard.
You that question? Because, you know, bless her soul, Jackie Collins always used to come on Max and Friends. And she always advised people, if you want to write a book, you write one page a day for a year. And after that year, you have a book. So you're like on that time frame of a year.
Yeah. So what I would do is like... an idea would come to me and I'd be like, oh my gosh, I haven't talked about that topic at all. And then like I would dictate it on my phone because the ideas would come way too fast for me mm-hmm. to type it. And so I would just like, you know, speak it into my, you know, smartphone. So it would, you know, type it up for yeah. me. And then I would, you know, copy and paste it on there. And then I'd autocorrect it later. And then, of course, edit and edit and edit.
And make it work.
Yeah, exactly. But I just had to get the ideas out because, like I said, I would just be driving. And I'd be like, oh, I didn't tell them this yet.
So what is one thing you didn't tell them yet without giving up the book?
One thing I haven't told them yet. Well, you know what I do now is I release a video every once in a while on YouTube with like little actor tips. So
give
I'm
us
like,
a tip.
Okay.
Oh no, give me your YouTube. What's your YouTube?
Oh, YouTube. It's Brianne Johnson, Brianne mm-hmm. Johnson. It should just be the name.
You all hear me
I
typing?
Think I have long
yeah. Here
hair.
We go. Yes, you have acting.
It's the top one.
This one.
Yeah, it's the top one.
Okay, 21 videos. Let's play one.
Yeah, so that's like my combo.
Secrets
YouTube
of acting.
Channel.
Read the yes. scripts. All right, let's do, yeah. which one do you want to do? That
you
one?
Could, you could, let's go down to different ones.
Okay,
I'm getting on the spot.
Tell me, girl.
I'm getting nervous on the spot now.
No.
Like a playlist, maybe?
Yeah.
Let's see
there you go. This is just fun tonight. We're just having fun. Secrets of Acting with Brianne Johnson on Max and Friends. Which one do you want? A quick, like one of the shorter ones.
Yeah, what's,
Is that one good? 249?
Try that one.
This one?
Yeah.
All right. How to get work active.
Yeah. So in that one, I outline like some basic ideas that so a lot of actors surprisingly fail to do. Or even I talk to experienced actors and mm-hmm. I'd be like, why aren't you doing this? Or why haven't you gotten new headshots yet? Or, you know what I mean? So
you're an actress, Marissa, yes. So you know what she means.
Yeah, she's
nodding. She's nodding over here. She How to get it. Work acting. All right, let's play. We'll play like a minute of it. All right, we're going to give you all the teas. And then if you want to watch more, go to YouTube.
And I'm super goofy in it, so
that's
I'm,
fun.
I'm going to turn red.
No, that's all right.
Hey, guys, Brianne Johnson
We don't get
here.
To see you, so
I'm
it's
an
fine.
Actress, and I'm going to talk to you about what are some things you can do to help yourself get acting work. How do you get work acting?
How do you?
Tell me later. Oh, my gosh. Why do people like my ad show? Why do producers want to cast me out? What's wrong with my
relationship? Stop.
You're fine. You are fine. Pull yourself together.
That's right.
I'm better now.
There you go.
If you're new to acting and you want to try out some non-union jobs first to see if you even like it, go to Actors Access, sign up for an account, add as much information as you've got, and then start submitting yourself for auditions.
There you go. One tip.
How good was that?
Yep.
Now, you know what I love about YouTube is exactly this. Like, we could just pull it up and watch it here, even in the studio. So what inspired you to do these YouTube clips?
So it was, it's part of the book. So I would still get ideas sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, oh, you know, I just want to tell them this and that. And like, I want to, you know, encourage them. And I want them to, you know, say, hey, I've been there. You know, I want people to feel good about the process, because it's a process.
It's a process, right, Marissa?
Oh, yes.
Well, you act also in your own. Tell us about Grace Rooker, because you wrote it, produced it, directed it.
I got the directing for Chris Ordle. He directed the feature Earthwork with John Hawks, and I was like, it's all yours, dude.
There you go. That's
like,
how you
I need
do
a
it.
Break from one of the hats.
Yeah, that's a lot of hats.
Right? Yes. But you did it all.
Yes.
But have now you produced or directed?
I did produce a feature film once, and I was relating to earlier. I was like, that's a hard job, because it's like any job that isn't assigned to someone else directly, then it's like it falls to you.
It does.
So if they're like, oh, we need a vault for this bank or something like that, you're like, okay, I guess that's me, I find it, you know. Just like, just
and
random,
you do find it, right?
Yeah. And then all the paperwork and stuff. Yeah.
All the paperwork.
All the... And then organizing people.
I like to have a really great line producer, so the paperwork can kind of go to that side a bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Well, listen, you know, today is... What day is today, girls? Friday.
Okay.
Listen, one thing about Max Tucci, if y'all don't know by now, that I really live by the illusion of time, because I rarely know what day it is, what time it is. I know what time it is because of the clock, but I try to not get into all of that stuff. But today is my Aunt Katina Regneri's 91st birthday, and I had her here in the studio. You all know her because she's a Grammy winner. She's an Oscar winner. She was the first Italian ever to perform at the Oscars. And since I have actresses in the studio tonight, and this, I love women energy, y'all know that. But Katina, I spoke to today in Rome, and she wanted everyone to know she loves you all. Mm-hmm. She's always loved her beautiful American fans. She sends you all love from Rome. And so tonight, let's play one of her songs. Her husband was Rizzo Ortolani, who was one of the most famous composers. His last movie was Django. He produced the score for that, as well as, a movie with Ryan Gosling, and Katina sang in that. So she's really an icon, an Italian icon. And if you're all listening tonight and you want to find out how, because I'm trying to do a documentary on her, and look. Maybe the three of us will conspire a documentary about
I love documentaries.
Katina Regneri.
Buon compleanno.
Right? So we're going to play her song, Oh My Love, which is one of my favorite songs. There's so many records. Listen, go to eBay, Katina Regneri, buy her records, because they're amazing. And she did a lot of, Ritz did a lot of the scores for Fellini and etc. So you'll be able to find those there. But right here on Max and Friends, we're going to play Oh My Love to my Zia Katina. Buon compleanno, auguri, auguri, I love you, and Oh My Love. We'll be right back.
Oh my love, look and see the sun rising from the river. Nature's miracle once once more will light the world. But this light is not for those men still lost in an old black shadow. Won't you help me to believe that they will see a day, a brighter day, when all the shadows will fade away, that day I'll cry that I believe, that I
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. That was Katina Rinieri. Of course, all of Katina's music was done by Rizzo Ortolani. And if you remember when I interviewed Katina here on Max and Friends, you remember that at the beginning, she did not want to meet him. And then she ended up marrying him. So, well, happy birthday, Auntie Katina. That was a good song.
Yeah.
And I love where she says, from nature we can learn that all can start again. And from nature we can learn how to eat. There's my segue into being vegan.
Like, boom.
Yes. Right?
Right in there.
So you're a vegan.
Yes.
Brianne, you're a vegan.
Yes.
Let's start with Brianne. How did you become a vegan?
Okay. So I read this book called The China Study.
Okay.
By Colin T. Campbell. And it's a 50-year comprehensive study on diet and how it affects your health. And so I originally became vegan for health reasons. Okay. And I wasn't having, like, I was, you know, fairly young. I wasn't having too many health issues. I just would have some migraines.
Okay.
But they all, like, cleared up when
food
I went
food intolerance.
Vegan. Yeah. I might have had a little something.
No, it's true because, you know, like, I did a whole thing, a whole study on food intolerance. There's a difference between food allergies and food intolerance. Food allergies can kill you. You know what
I'm
saying?
Right, right, right.
Like, people are like, oh, I'm gluten-free. I'm allergic to gluten. Then you'd be dead on the floor if you were allergic to it. So let's just be real.
Right, right,
you know,
right.
But when the food intolerance is the stuff that gives you acne, that gives you headaches, that gives
right.
you
or like ulcers
cramping and
like
all of that, bloating.
And yeah.
Just like all the shit that your body's like, I don't want this in me. And we're like, oh, I'm tired. Oh, you know, whatever it is. And we don't want to think it's like, and it can be from food days ago that we ate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the migraines totally. And
yeah.
You then cleared all that out of your system.
Yeah, so so I became vegan like for the whole week, and then once a week I would have a cheat meal, and then I would have like a headache the next day or two, and I'm like, this is weird. I don't like this, and so I just was like, well, I'll just cut it out altogether. And then a vegan 2 weeks later, I was like, I have no headaches, and I feel great, and I was so happy.
Was there like a detox struggle for you when you were like doing it?
Kinda, yeah. Like, I was kind of tired a lot at first, but I think it's because I also was at a calorie deficit because I was just, like, drinking juices and eating fruits and vegetables, which has, like, no calories in it, very few calories in it,
right.
When you're especially when you're eating it in its raw form.
Right.
And it's so filling, too. So I think I was just tired because of that. But once I found like some good substitutes and like more calorie dense mm-hmm. options, then I was fine. I just had to figure out how to be vegan, because I was the first in my family to go mm-hmm. like, and I was just kind of going for it.
Are you like 100% now?
Yeah, like 100%
now. You're like hardcore vegan.
Yeah, I guess so.
So hardcore that you're starting a YouTube channel about it.
Yeah, I post recipes every once in a while for mm-hmm. I like to do so I'll do like chicken pot pie or like lasagna, like very whole like mm-hmm. American, you know, like mm-hmm. comfort foods.
Mm-hmm.
You like that. Mm-hmm. You like that.
Girl, yeah. I'm thinking about going to Mel's right after here.
Yeah. So what I do is find really good substitutes uh-huh. and like creatively mix them together.
So what's a substitute for like, what's a substitute?
Like lots of companies like in frozen food sections mm-hmm. or something like that. There's a lot of meat substitutes there, or there's a lot of dairy substitutes, you know, like soy milk, rice right. milk, or almond milk. Sometimes I make my own almond mm-hmm. milk. Like there's lots of different substitutes that are just as wonderful. Like right. I have never felt like, oh my gosh, I'm doing or, oh, I can't eat this. You know, when people say right. I can't eat this, I'm like, no, I don't eat that.
Right, right.
I don't feel deprived at all. I feel great.
Listen, everyone's going to judge something they don't understand. You know right. what I'm saying? And that's the, I mean, when you hear vegan, everyone's like, oh, vegan. No, it's a lifestyle, and that's just celebrate it. You know what I'm saying? And if it works for you, wonderful.
Yeah.
And it works for, the reality is vegan works for everybody. I think that's the biggest misconception.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
You know? Yeah. How did you become a vegan, Marissa? Vitali?
Well, I was always a vegetarian, especially mm-hmm. after I got clean. And mm-hmm. then from being a vegetarian, I kind of went into like my raw juice phase and was juicing a lot. And mm-hmm. then I can say, piggybacking on what you said earlier, mm-hmm. keep your private life private.
Mm-hmm.
But I can say that my path crossed with Shotgun Killer mm-hmm. and he introduced me to veganism.
Oh, cool.
And being a vegan. And so then I really kind of started exploring that mm-hmm. a little bit and kind of what that means and how to prepare foods in that way. Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest yeah. question. People are like, you're a vegan?
Like, yeah, like what do you eat?
How do you do that?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that hard? And
exactly.
I'm like, actually, it's pretty easy. But yeah. there is a learning curve. It takes yes. you a little bit. To kind of
yeah, so for me, just for a couple months, I was like mm-hmm. tired. And then once I learned how to, you know, cook good, like hearty meals, like I think I was just craving like more hearty meals mm-hmm. as well in there. Like I like a good clean meal, but I also like hearty meals every once yeah. in a while too. Once I figured out how to do that, I'm good.
So let me ask you, what is vegan? And I'll ask you the same question. Sure. So what does vegan mean to you specifically, Brianne?
I don't know. That it's hard because like I'm a really literal person.
Okay.
So I'm like, textbook is like, you know, the minimal amount of use of animals as possible. Mm-hmm. And I'm blessed to have a lifestyle where I can, you know, use mm-hmm. them not at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's
yeah. what it means to you.
Yeah.
Right. Not at all. Period. None.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
So I think that's the yeah, that's so that's like the true technical definition of a vegan. I mean, I think.
Because for those who are listening tonight and they're yeah. like, what does it mean? You know, people have, again, perception of what it means.
Right.
But you're someone who's living it. It's authentic to you. It's real to you. So when you hear from what it means from someone, you can resonate with that than as opposed to like, well, the book says this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for you, it's like no meat at all, right?
That's no, yeah. Saying? No meat, no dairy. I'm even working on trying to like phase out my leather mm-hmm. and like, you know, shampoos and conditioners that have
James
animal.
Komodo, sorry, Todd, just came out with a vegan
leather.
Yeah. Leather line, and it's pretty fabulous.
My purse is faux leather.
Yeah.
So like as I buy something new, I try to make sure it's not like a leather.
Conscious.
Or it doesn't hurt an animal
yeah.
because even though I did become vegan for health reasons mm-hmm. at first, I started to become conscientious of the animal cruelty that was going mm-hmm. on. And I'm sure like you've seen documentaries and it's, you know, just horrifyingly sad. So
bringing up the energy, it's wonderfully enlightening for you.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's been great. Yeah,
because those documentaries, man, they're like,
but
oh
I
God,
love,
sad.
But I love it. Like I like not love it, but like yeah. I love learning.
Yeah, of
I love knowing the truth. I love digging and finding Dr. out information.
Myangelou, when we know better, we do better.
Yeah.
It's that simple. For
yeah,
you,
exactly.
What does vegan mean to you?
That no animal was harmed
yeah.
in my
yeah.
meal.
Yeah.
That feels really good that I can like have a meal and like, yay, I saved an animal by
right.
eating vegan, you know? That
yeah.
kind of feels really nice.
Since we're shouting out designers, I have to let you know that my girl Pamela Dennis, y'all remember Pamela Dennis. I mean, she's dressed every single celebrity actress on the red carpet for every single event. She used to be on all of the Joan Rivers shows. She also has an amazing bag on QVC. That's vegan leather. Oh. And it's studded with like stars and super cool.
Oh my God.
So.
Will you post the link?
I will.
Great.
Look at you. You're such a promoter.
You know how we do, Max.
You're such a promoter.
I think also people have this image of like what it means to be a vegan. Like I think like 20 years ago it was like, oh, you're going to have dreads and be a hippy dippy and like
and live in Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah, you're going to be super weird, but like you and I feel like look totally normal. Yeah.
And live in like LA in a city.
Right.
Well, also now it's so much more accessible. I mean, yes. You have products, you have
restaurants, like, full restaurants.
Full restaurants, yeah. You have fashion, you have designers that are, you know, being conscious when they're creating things. So it's so accessible and it's really great to be able to be a part
What's fascinating too, my sister, she's getting married 11/11, and we were on the phone yesterday with the venue, and the venue was like, so we have this, and then we also have the silent option. I was like, what does that mean? He's like, we have the vegan, the vegetarian option. I'm like, why
would you call it
silent option?
What does that mean?
Because it's not like on the menu. It's like, for those that, I'm like, you need to like get over that silent option bullshit and just put it on the menu.
They really those people us.
Totally those. And I paused for a minute. I was like,
we're normal, I swear.
Well, it is actually true, because every time I'm at an event and they go through the menu, I'm always kind of like,
the silent
do you have
option.
A vegetarian or a vegan option?
Right.
The whisper.
Like on the side.
I'm the silent option.
Yeah, totally.
But I just found it so like bizarre that like it was said that way.
Yeah, that was a very specific phrasing.
It was. But so, you know, but yeah, what I find fascinating is that, you know, whenever there's a shift in someone's life and they do something to make their life more true and more authentic and they shine brighter. You're both sitting here like so vibrant, happy, healthy, smiling, alive, bright eyed. And you're like, this works for me. Mm-hmm. So good for you for discovering that. But what are you doing with the whole veganism? Were you doing something?
I'm actually starting a cooking show.
Oh, you are?
Yes, with Shotgun Killer. So tune in. It will be coming soon to YouTube, Shotgun Killer's Cooking Vegan Extravaganza.
Y'all need to like guest on each other's YouTube. Sure.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Together we rise, people. Together we rise. Yes. We got some time. Good. A little bit more time. So we're going to play another Catina Rinieri song, but towards the end of the show, because it's called Forget Domani, which means forget tomorrow. And you're losing the time. I'm like hearing the other show in my headset. You hear it too?
A little bit.
So if you all hear like this strange voice once in a while, Studio One, which is usually my studio, I've been pushed to Studio Two tonight because we're recording. Because, you know, here's the reality why we're recording tonight. Because I like to give people the day off, too. And, you know, it's like, if I'm here on Sunday, that means other people have to be here. And I, you know, that's no enjoy. So we're pre-recording tonight. But it's live Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio. And you're listening to...
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Ben.
You know, we're back. We're here. And Brianne, I want to talk to you because you're doing something totally cool, which is you're like in stunts.
Yeah.
And you're doing, tell me more.
It's so much fun.
It sounds like
it's a freaking blast. It's risky, but it's a blast.
So like, are you doing stunts for other actresses or for your own stunts?
So most of the time, right now, lately, I've been getting stunt coordinating jobs, which is like so amazing. Mm-hmm. But most of the time what I've been doing is like, oh, I just get punched and kicked by someone and I go down, bah, dad, and she's a hero, woo, you know.
And I'm a vegan.
Yeah, and I'm a vegan. Bad guy.
You should have so t-shirts. Vegan stunt woman.
Yeah, vegan stunt woman. People will be like, I don't know what to do with that. Because
I've got the energy.
Yeah, a lot of my friends in stunts that are guys, they're all like frat boys. So it's like, I don't know. I get a nice both ends of the spectrum
right.
there.
The duality. So are you in movies that we can see you doing stunts in?
So I've been in a few shorts. There's some on YouTube. I just did this Nerd Girls thing where I got to do a lot of bad guy getting beat up stunts and got to do like a fun little twirl as it went down. The director was like, it looks so amazing. I was like, yes. and then some other stuff that's going to be released. Oh, I just stunt coordinated for a feature film.
Oh, cool.
Which is going to be, it's called Coast, and it's I believe it's an independent, and it's a like coming of age story. And I actually got to read the whole script. I was like, it looks so cute and amazing and heart strings pulled and everything. Anyway, so I got to stunt coordinate for that one and facilitate
that's
safety.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good for, look at you.
Yeah.
Like if I had a child in school, I'd be like, would you go with my child tomorrow to school for their career day? Because it would be like, everyone would just love these stories.
I'd be like, here's how you do a rear naked choke, kids.
Exactly.
And parents would be like complaining.
Just in case that man in the van like, tries to give you candy.
It's a good thing.
Right, it is. Would you do your own stunts, Marissa, or would you have Brian do them for you?
I'll put on a wig.
Would like to have the option.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. No, it's good.
What's the craziest stunt you've done so far?
Ooh. You know, it's really not so crazy so often. I mean, I've done like a mini high fall, like 15 feet, but that was just for practice. It wasn't
a mini high fall.
It's not that high. It's like a story.
Sure.
Yeah.
I looked out the balcony today from my house and I'm like, that's a long drop. And it's like one story.
Honestly, I'd say the craziest stuff I've done is in stunts class in preparation. Okay. So on like a spring padded floor, I've been able to land a front flip. But like wouldn't be comfortable doing on that on cement.
Do one here right now.
No way. That is not happening, my friend. I'd be like, I gotta train.
Right, exactly. Have you been hurt?
No, I have not been injured yet.
Good for you.
But it
Why
is.
I put yet out there.
Cancel I know. I've not been injured. And I
cancel
will
that
not
yet.
Cancel that. Yeah. Delete.
See, that was a perfect form of unconscious conversation right
Thank
there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Shift the paradigm.
For correcting that one, because I do not want that. But
it's not happening.
But people get injured.
Oh, they do.
Oh, yeah. It's,
yeah.
People die doing this job.
Yeah. Look at you. You're like,
no.
Hardcore.
It's real. It's like, Google it. You know?
Yeah, it's true.
It's a little scary. So just make sure you practice, train, right, and know what you're doing.
And know what you're doing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of practicing, you know, I've been here for 10 years, so I know how to wrap up a show. Thank you for letting me know that I've got to do it. But so tell people how they can find you on the beautiful world of the internet.
Of the internet. Okay. So we got the Brianne Johnson YouTube channel. We've got Brianne _Johnson on Twitter. We've got
secretsofacting.com.
Secretsofacting.com.
BrianneJohnson.com.
Yes.
I love that all of you have so many platforms. I'm just like, tweet me at Max Tucci. Email me. I might get back to you.
Yeah. Condensing it might be a good idea.
We'll tweet it. We'll tweet it all.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
good. Listen, the more the merrier, because, you know, everyone's got these attention spans that are like, where can I go next? Where?
Yeah.
So good
Squirrel.
For you.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. So we got to wrap this show up because I want to play Katina Donieti's song. But before we go, what's some advice, just some inspiration that you want people to take with them into this week because it's Sunday?
Oh, my gosh. Hang in there, guys.
Yeah.
Like, it's all going to be good.
It is. Like, it's all right.
Like, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Things get hard, but it's always temporary. There's always something on the other side.
There always is. And Marissa, what do you want people to take with them into this week?
You're right where you're supposed to be.
You know, I always say that. Oh. Where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. And that's listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. What I'm going to tell you all for this week is dream bigger. You know, we have these dreams and then sometimes they don't happen, or then they happen and you're like, but I want this. Dream bigger and reach for whatever it is you want, because you really are the creator of your reality. And if you can dream it, you can do it. I really believe if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. And I've been here 10 years on Max and Friends. Was this a dream? I don't really know. But what I know is, like Marissa said, it's exactly where I'm supposed to be. Thank you both for joining me here tonight on Max and Friends.
Thank you.
It was fun to have you here.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we're going to play this song. So just listen to your cancer, and we're going to talk. And I love you all for tuning in. Oh, we'll be right back. Here you are. Katina Donieti, Forget Domani. Right here.
Domani, forget domani. Viviamo oggi, chi lo sa se c'è un domani. Amore, non ci pensare. La vita è breve, lascia vivere il tuo cuore. Oh, che luna, oh, che mare, con questa luna, questo mare, tu con me. Amore, amore, tienmi stretta a te, non farmi più pensare che domani forse non ti rivedrò. No, no, no. Su dimentichiamo
fidarsi del domani, no, no, no.
You're listening to Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. This is Katina Nieri singing Forget Domani. And of course, we have to celebrate the life of Rizzo Tolani, who made all of these wonderful songs possible for Katina to sing. So Rizzo Tolani, shine on. And for the soul, there's neither birth nor death. It's eternal and everlasting. So on that note, thank you all for tuning in to Max and Friends. I love you all for tuning in. Brianna, I was going to call you Brianna because one of my best friends is Brianna. Brianna, thank you for being here. Marissa Vitali, ti amo tanto. And I love you all for tuning in. And that was Katina Nieri, Forget Domani. And I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends. Good night and good karma.